The DNR has a draft plan that declares meetings between enforcement staff and alleged polluters can be closed to the public. The department says State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen backs the plan. But a Madison attorney who represents people harmed by polluters finds the state's new policy troublesome. Krista Westerberg is also vice president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. She says some of her clients have sat in on enforcement conferences and found them helpful.
It's very reassuring, and most of the time their concerns have been addressed, or they have at least had a greater confidence in the process by being able to sit in and attend.
Westerberg says there are no stated criteria for when the DNR will close an enforcement meeting. She says the agency's promise to later discuss what took place in the conference is not enough.
The public, you know, even those who aren't neighbors of these facilities, have an interest in ensuring that the process operates correctly and that the public has faith in the process.
Walker appointee and deputy DNR Secretary Matt Maroney is taking credit for the new policy, but did not reply to a request for an interview. Instead, DNR spokesman Bill Kosh issued a statement that says the presence of outside parties in enforcement meetings makes it difficult to have a candid discussion about the circumstances that led to the violations and the steps that have been or need to be taken to correct them. The DNR says it's trying to get matters resolved quickly. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.